All right. Well, I'm joined by Rivertown Saints. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Well, Media Row is almost done, so it's one of those I get to take another. I actually get a little bit of a break before I run off and try to do something else. So,
yeah,
it's always nice. My feet were killing me from the last 2 days already.
Yeah, you've been busy already.
Well, my Airbnb is like 20-minute walk from downtown, okay. So I'm not driving my car, and yeah. I'm not paying for the Uber. I need the walking. So this thing's actually getting a bit of a workout again for once.
There you
go.
Nice.
Not since I moved back to Peace River is it. It's been kind of like I'm lucky if I get a few thousand steps in a day, and it's like, okay, 18, 19. Okay, we're back to normal now.
There you go.
That's great.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. How have you guys been enjoying your times here in Calgary so far?
Well, we got in last night at like 11:30, so we had some pizza and some beers and went to sleep.
Heartburn.
Yeah. Chase got some pretty wicked heartburn, and then we got up and we came here, and
that's pretty much it. This is the start of our Calgary adventure.
Yeah. So after this, we are gonna go and consume some
alcohol and food.
Yeah.
Sounds like a pretty good plan to me.
Yeah.
And then the day will begin officially.
I think we've also, like, in the amount of time that we have been awake today, though, it's been a great time.
It's like been the most productive morning our band's ever had, I think.
And I find everybody, like, there's been not really any issues with any of the, like, anything that's been going on.
Like, we've all been awake since 7 and no one's hungover. This is unprecedented.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. I interviewed one person who's nursing a pretty good hangover and just. No, I didn't talk. I didn't get a chance to talk to Josh today, unfortunately. But no, just
who was it?
Yeah, we gotta know.
Well, you'll just have to listen to the episodes and find out who it was. They full out admitted. Yeah, no, I'm rocking the hangover today. I'm like,
all right,
there's no way.
I'm not gonna say it doesn't surprise me, but this is CCMA week, so
I'll tell you this: if you do it right, you're still drunk enough at Radio Row. That you don't feel terrible until it's wrapping up.
Oh yeah,
that's true.
That's how we did it.
Little hair of the dog.
A couple times it was like,
get here as early as possible.
And you're like, I'm still going from last night apparently, and then by the time it wraps up, you're like, now I need to nap, and you're golden.
Yep.
Oh yeah. No, there was one night a buddy of mine when I was living in Whistler. It was dangerous to drink with him because with every beer, like if you buy me a round, I buy you a round. With every round he would buy me, it came with shots of tequila.
Oh man!
So there was a night I had to recount the amount. I woke up feeling fine randomly. I'm going back, going, what did I drink last night? I'm like, about 7-8 beers and about 7 shots of tequila. I'm like, apparently tequila is a good thing.
Yeah, I find tequila
makes your clothes fall off.
And gin, if you drink them straight or like with just like water, like some light pop. It is probably the best one to get a cure in the morning. You know?
Tequila is a different drunk though. Like tequila is almost a drug.
Yeah.
Like the drunk and the tequila drunk hits you like.
Oh yeah.
It doesn't like beer ramps up on you. You're like you have one, you feel it coming. You have one tequila, you have a couple of them, and you feel fine. And then you go up to walk
you
somewhere.
You stand up
and you realize you're on a different planet. And then like when you come down from it, it hurts.
Yes.
Oh yeah, there was one. Me and that same buddy.
And if it's cheap tequila, especially.
Oh yeah, like me and the one buddy. Like the plan wasn't to really drink that heavily. It's like I was leaving Whistler, so he wanted to take me out to dinner, and then all of a sudden drinks were being given, and the next day I was feeling like complete garbage, and the next day I basically nearly made him quit drinking. I'm like, geez, I never thought in a million years I'd drink you under the table, but apparently I made you realize you may have a bit of a problem.
So what you're saying is you're a professional.
Well, they haven't paid me yet. I've had a few drinks, but
you're good at it.
So you're professional.
When I'm in training for it, yeah. If I actually remember to actually eat some food first.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's like a couple beers and a shot of tequila, and I'm okay. Maybe I should slow down.
Yeah. Empty stomach never does anybody any favors.
Nope.
Well, it's my way of getting drunk cheap.
You need a base, though. You got to get some bread in there. You get some bread in there. You're
well positioned for a good night, and then you finish the night with some bread and a Gatorade, you're golden.
Golden.
It's all true.
Eat a half cup of dry rice.
Oh. Yeah, that's risky.
That's risky. Asking for bloatation device.
Oh.
How's this interview going?
Oh, it's going really well. I was asked that of you guys at the end, but yeah, I'm just sitting here going, okay, this is This is going right up there with the road hammers and nice horse. It's just like you ask one question or something gets brought up and it just kick back and just let you guys work.
Well, I think that's the band dynamic and as opposed to a solo artist, because a solo artist, they got nobody to like make fun of each other with.
You gotta bounce stuff off of off your peers to make it work, right?
So. Oh, yeah.
So.
And there's always the one quiet one there that just kind of...
They never give me the mic. It's because he says things that we have to apologize for.
It's because his thing is having like that one-liner.
Yeah.
That like you kind of heard, but and it made you laugh, you know what I mean? Like, he'll slowly put it in there.
Joe with his acerbic wit.
He's good.
Oh,
good.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
So you guys had a single name drop come out in June.
Yes.
How's that been for you?
Good. We love the song.
Really happy with how it turned out.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun to play live. People seem to dig it. So
the recording process was awesome.
Yep.
We did a bunch of songs with a rock producer that produces bands that some of us grew up listening to.
Still have two more.
Out of the country realm, and that was one of them we did. Mm-hmm. So
nice. So, I mean, obviously this band was dealt a serious blow years ago. Have you guys feel like you guys have overcome that now, or because obviously that would have been a rough time for you guys?
Yeah, that was definitely a rough time, and it took a few years. We kind of had to regroup as a band, right? And COVID kind of happened when we were just about to start back going, so that made it even that much more difficult. But I guess it gave us time to figure.
A shot to the foot, that one.
Yeah, it was definitely a shot to the foot for Chase. I think it gave us a little more time to kind of develop ourselves. However, we weren't playing live, and the live chemistry it comes from playing. If you're not playing, you're not going to get that. So you have to be doing that, and it's not just from rehearsing; it's the live show. So that kind of set us back a little bit. But since this summer, it's been like. It's been way better. I mean, it's been awesome.
I think our image too has been that we are like pushing through, you know, like everybody always has something nice to say about that. So,
it's not totally a bad thing to have. Like,
no, not at all.
That's the kind of thing people root and want to cheer for and want to support. So,
it's nice. No one can say we haven't earned our stripes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what else do you guys have planned? Obviously, the single dropped a few months ago. Album, more singles, EP?
That's it.
We got a new single called Turn It Up coming out October 1st to streaming and then probably radio shortly after that.
Yep.
Nice. This weekend, we're actually playing like three different shows. Fender Party, which is tonight.
Okay.
We're doing the Sakamoto Mixer early evening, and then tomorrow night we're actually doing like a couple sets at a place called Whiskey Rose Saloon. Yeah, have you heard of that one?
I've heard of it. My friend wants to constantly just drag me there because I'm like, okay, like we have to go there. And she just went there, so she just went there. It's like, no, you got to go there. I'm like, okay, you're buying the drinks, but okay.
Here, we'll get you in.
We have an exclusive one time only for you and one special friend, or more than one special friend.
Depends on who's buying me drinks is how many friends I got.
Give him five special friends. You go. Look at that.
Nice. Thank
VIP
you,
VIP times three plus one.
Oh, yeah.
That'll
nice.
Get you in on Saturday night there if you're free. So, it'll be fun.
I like it.
Come on in.
Yeah, that's always been the thing
get
now.
Hammered.
Is the gala's on, and after that, now there's just a bunch of stuff flooding through. I'm like, okay.
It starts at 11, I think, is the party. So, that'll be a...
Gonna be late.
Hit one, then go to the other one,
gonna be
and
late,
just bounce myself
late,
around.
Great.
Yeah. That'll be
Yep. Awesome.
It's gonna be fun.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you guys so much for taking the time to do this. I know this got... Time got pushed around a little bit, and I'm sure you guys are wanting to get to the drinking and the eating. And
yeah, breakfast.
I got to figure that out myself, too. So
yes, thank you very much for
having us. All right, man.
Thanks.